Malaysian courts rule in a Christian conversion case. Flood damage in Indonesia is still being felt. And growth in lay leadership keeps the Chinese church growing. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lena Joy is Malaysia's best-known Christian convert. She also just lost a landmark case to change her religious identity.
She became a Christian at the age of 26 and wants to marry a Christian boyfriend, but she can't do that as long as her identity card declares her to be a Muslim. They ruled that she may not change her ID card.
That's Open Doors' Paul Esterbrooks, who says the issue is the jurisdictive balance between civil courts and the Islamic courts. The ruling has believers concerned over the damage this might cause to their right to practice and share their faith. Esterbrooks says in the foreseeable future,
we're there to encourage believers and to share with them the principles that we learn from persecuted Christians around the world. And that's primarily what our ministry in Malaysia is to encourage the church to help them overcome fear and to be strong in their commitment to sharing Jesus' love with other people.
Next, it's been almost 3 months since flooding hit Sentani, Indonesia, killing more than a dozen people. It also affected the work of Mission Aviation Fellowship. Knee-deep water destroyed computers and supplies, but within hours, flights resumed. However, the flooding took out bridges and the city's water system, says MAF's Mike Brooks.
A lot of the people had to resort to using rainwater and the river water to wash their clothes and to bathe. We've been able to help literally hundreds of people by providing them with fresh drinking water from our underground wells.
Providing love and compassion gives MAF a platform to share their faith. Brooks says it's made an impact on their Muslim neighbors.
I think their hearts have really been changed. They really see that there is a difference in who we are and who we say that we are.
MAF needs your prayers and financial support as they continue with this outreach and with the number of flights into mountainous frontier regions of the country. You're listening to Mission Network News. China Partners Eric Berkland says one of the greatest needs for growth in the Chinese church is the training of new leadership. One of the ways they're addressing this need is opening Bible training centers in the rural areas. Their teaching teams went to Sichuan Province to help with Bible training at one of the lay training centers.
We had the privilege of training 270 lay pastors and lay leaders. And then while we're here as well, we had the opportunity to do a two-day session with seminary students.
Berkland says their team's main focus was to give the students practical training in the areas of discipleship and Christian leadership.
Discipleship is tremendously needed in China because there's so many new believers coming to faith, and then because there's this lack of leadership and lack of trained pastors, they're not being properly followed up with and cannot be properly followed up with.
Meanwhile, Christian radio can now be heard in more places in Haiti than ever before. After being forced off the air due to disrepair, a Radio Lemur station is now back on with a stronger signal after workers from HCJB Global came to the rescue. Political unrest made repairs impossible until now. HCJB workers made several improvements and trained Radio Lemur workers on how to do similar maintenance and repairs. Pray that Christians now hearing this station broadcast will be refreshed by its message. And a Global Aid Network team in Siberia is working with the Jesus Film Coordinator there to open doors to orphanages, hospitals, and other sites. The team's compassion and generosity allowed the Jesus Film to be shown at a children's event where many children made professions of faith. They also worked in an orphanage and a hospital. Now many patients have heard the good news. Those they have helped express their gratitude. Pray that this ministry will continue to be effective. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.